popping, popping.
What's facilitating, man? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby King, 1033 South C. That's me, you dig? This is Jerkin 101 Volume 6, man, right here on Thermo Nation Forever Radio. We're going to get it in tonight, man. We're going to chop, you dig? We got our open topic session, man. We're going to get it in that way, man. We're going to spin some music. We're going to have some fun. Definitely going to be one for the replay, you dig? So big shout out to everybody out there that's rocking with us, everybody that's been staying down with us, man, showing us that love, sending that support, that motivation and inspiration, however you sending it and however you giving it, we greatly appreciate it, you dig? And if you ever want to donate, all you got to do is cash out $Mr. 34, man. You can donate that way through the Cash App again. That's $Mr. 34. But before we get in started too, man, we got Femo came on the line. Femo hit my inbox, man, said, got something we want to put out there. Y'all know how we do it, man. We're going to make it happen, but let's check in with it right now. Femo, what's going on with you, man? How you feeling tonight?
Man, I feel great, man. I feel real good, man. You know, this your boy, you know, the man that keeps switching up his name and shit.
Straight up, man.
Yeah,
so
man.
I know who he is, man.
Well, now I go by the name SJ the Phenom, man. You know, I'm from Chicago. You know, my original name is Stephon Jett, but, you know, you can hit me up on Facebook, you know. That's my name on Facebook, Stephon Jett. Then hit me up, SJ the Phenom, on Instagram, and that's my name, and that's how you can find me.
Straight like that. He got something going on. Tell him, man, just give him, go ahead and tell him a little bit about what you're going to do tonight, man, on the show. I know we talked it up in the inbox, man. We got some music spinning, and then we got the topic drop, but we're going to get it in, man. But go ahead and just tell him just a little bit about what you're going to do, and we're going to get off to this jerkness, so I'm just a soft day ass up.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds soft. I'm in that DJ Jerk Diamond Zone tonight, Sammo. We're getting ready to sauce him up with this music, Mitch. But go ahead. I'm going to let you tell
us. It's time to fuck some people's heads up because, you know, hey,
yes,
I've been here before, but ain't nobody.
Yeah.
Y'all going to find, everybody going to find out what he doing. He over there working, man. But yeah, y'all finna find out what's up. Haven't found out the name of this yet, but I just came out with it today. You know, I finished it today, and then I went and, you know, produced it today. You know, it ain't finished yet, but, you know, I went and said something today. So here it go. Without further ado, man, let y'all hear this. I just got to figure out the name. Just hold on to it.
Don't give them the meat and potatoes this yet, Femo. Don't give them the meat and potatoes this yet. Hold on just a second. Let's get into a little bit of this music mix. When we come back, we'll let you start some more. What you think?
Oh, all day.
Just like that, man. SJ the Phenom, right? I get it right that time?
Yeah, SJ the Phenom, yep.
SJ the Phenom, man, all the way from Chicago. Y'all already know that's Femo right there, man. So we're going to get it in. We're going to dive a little bit into this music mix, man. So go ahead. If you got a twist, if you got a pull up, if you got to tell the kids to be quiet, whatever you got to do, get into your zone, whatever, man. Turn that shit up. We getting ready to rock. Let's go.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Bunky, with Tunky Boy Entertainment. And right here, you get all the exclusive music right here on Chop On It Radio.
Yeah. Real nigga. Hey, I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play.
No.
That's just how my mama raised me.
You know that.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
And most of you niggas just cap.
They lie.
Put me anywhere inside the mouth.
Watch me.
I show you how to adapt.
Go get it, little nigga.
Yeah. Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga. Real nigga.
Yeah.
And I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play.
No.
Cause that's just how my mama raised me.
Yeah.
started off as a baby cub and transformed to a whole beast. I was locked in for a whole week with no pen or pad. Let my soul speak. Helping niggas and expecting them just to keep it solid. That's the old me. Now I'm riding foreign down my old street. And I beat the horn when the hoes speak. That real shit just in me. That's why bitch niggas just envy. If you want smoke, call me Chimney. Let's talk hoes, I got plenty. I got old shooters that'll pop up and still shoot shots like Finley. And I send hoes all across the world just to get me cake like Diddy. Pause the beat, let me talk my shit. You know I show out on the breakdown. I 22 for the whole thing, but I make more on the breakdown. Don't get stupid trying to take nothing. Get your crib full of AK rounds. I bust in like hey now. Everybody lay face down.
Real nigga. Hey, I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play
no,
me.
No.
That's just how my mama raised me. You know that real nigga.
Yeah.
And most of you niggas just cow.
They lie.
Put me anywhere inside the mouth. Watch me. I show you how to adapt.
Go get it, little
yeah.
Nigga.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga. Real nigga.
Yeah.
And I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play
no, 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 no,
cause
no,
that's just how my mama raised me.
I can't be no gimmick, they act like they with me, but really against me. Since the beginning, I've been the realest without a cosign or even a penny. Never been timid to tell you the truth. I always done did what I said I'ma do. I hope that God bless all the real niggas. She slashing whatever you do. Niggas is clones, they don't belong around. I need a real bitch who gon' hold me down. I'm talking about the real Daryl bitches, not the ones who doing this shit for the ground. Don't have to camp, don't have to rap. I still be the realest nigga in the room. I will adapt anywhere on the map. I be the realest nigga on the moon. I don't back down for nothing. You probably find me hustling, cause I got tired of struggling. Just cause you got a little money don't mean you real. Ain't blind and nothing. It used to be real, but niggas are changed. You know how they go.
You know how they go.
You probably done cross me about some little money or some dirty hoe. Cause niggas ain't
real nigga. Hey, I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play
no,
me.
No.
That's just how my mama raised me. You know that real nigga.
Yeah.
And most of you niggas just cow. Put me anywhere inside the mouth. Watch me. I show you how to adapt.
Go get it, little
yeah. Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga. Real nigga, real nigga.
Yeah.
And I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play
no.
Cause that's just how my mama raised me.
Now when it comes to talking about real, let me stand up cause I'm right here. I'm as real as it get. Ain't never been a snitch, so I hating ass nigga, I'm trill. Yeah, real niggas do real shit. Never been a hoe and I can't be no bitch. I was a man of my word, so fuck what you heard. I'm real 100%, real nigga. And it all started out with being real with yourself. Can't be faking and shaking, then turn around and try to keep it real with anyone else. It gotta be in not on your dough. Cause if you fake that fake shit gon' show. Fuck your jewelry and fuck your clothes. You're just another fake nigga with some dough. I'm from the 80s, mama raised me. That's right, I'm still mama's baby. Got up out these streets and rap my ass off. Yeah, this rapping saved me. Real nigga, coming out the D. I'm a real nigga, cause I keep it G. Real niggas gon' fuck with me. What's up, street and Pooka Lee?
Real nigga. Hey, I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play
no,
me.
No.
Cause that's just how my mama raised me.
You know that
real nigga.
Yeah.
And most of you niggas just cow. Put me anywhere inside the mouth. Watch me. I show you how to adapt.
Go get it, little
yeah. Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
Yeah.
Real nigga. Real nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been that way since a baby. Won't let a fuck nigga play
no,
me.
No.
Cause that's just how my mama raised me.
Yeah.
Real nigga.
These demons want me, they tryna get me. That's one thing I know.
If it's one thing I know, these demons want me.
Can you save me? Is it too late for me? Please save my soul.
Save my soul.
Will they see me? Part one. They casting spells down on us, trying to take us down. This is good versus evil. They waiting for the sequel. That's the
show.
I pray these demonic forces lose touch. I pray to God hear what I'm saying. I'm giving up. I'm tired of people showing me love, but it's a front. I'm home, I'm dealing with people that set me up. I'm being spiritually attacked and I can feel it in my soul. Yeah, I can feel it in my soul. I'm happy in what you got. Please make these demons go. I can't get them out my face. They keep on following me close. Feel like a spell is on me. God, they trying to turn me to a ghost. Don't mistake. They trying to turn me to a ghost. Already know it. The big homie woke me up out my sleep. He called and told me that God, he spoke to him in his dreams. He said I'm spiritually weak and now they coming for GMG. You said if I keep moving, I got one.
spiritual warfare is becoming realer than it seems. This is good versus evil, I'm just fighting for my team. Shit getting realer than it seems. This is good versus evil, I've been fighting for my team. Spiritual warfare, good versus evil. But then it can't kill Abel. Watch who you trust, cause the devil is once an angel. I'm trying to contact with danger, I'm keeping one in the chamber. And I'm looking at friends and strangers, don't ask me for no more favors. Hard to keep it cool when you're consuming all the singers. Like once I was cool, now I greet them with the middle finger. Cause they got the sticky fingers, they don't get the bigger picture. They stepping over corners, trying to save a little nickel. You ain't walking with no feelings, but you got some bitches with you. I'm just trying to live a little, cause we die a lot. Where I'm from is danger, I get crazier past 9 o'clock. Demons don't really give a fuck about the time of spot. Found out time of money, so I ain't got no time to stop. They wanna see me at the bottom, I'ma die on top, top, and that's for sure. Please save my soul. Trying to make sure that the good outweighs the evil before I go, go.
These demons want me. They trying to get me. That's one thing I know.
If it's one thing I know,
to me Goku, keep it 100 while you fraudulent that tofu. I'ma learn you something like a lesson from your soul food. Damn, he did it again. Time to beat all this on fire and he's rocking fresh Tim's and it's super flexing. When they see me flexing, tell me quit playing, acting like they're recessing. But the belly Ringo, star like I'm Ringo. Charred cause I guess I can't alleviate the heat though. Started with a spinning vital, added in a needle. Now I'm riding beats without a seatbelt. I'm so reckless.
Let this be the one they all recall, no commemorative. So far ahead of the revelation by witnesses to the rise, you could define as Genesis. Been in this since games displayed had 8-bit images. Wealth is a state of mind, squatters and bitches. Hustlers mentality, minding our businesses. Ah, and with the time we've been generous. Seeds grew to be ill without our mother's emissaries. Irrational fear of fuckery, locked in the struggle to obtain woke. Distracted by how her frame spoke, way that thing poked and bitty swallowed her chain hole. Brothers making faces like what she doing is painful. Remain cold, I'm telling my brain no. Her body's on kill streak, saliva contains souls. Snap back to the moment, I'm shaking my head. Finna feed the liquor to waffle, bacon and eggs. Gotta slide before the drink is turned tough guy. Whole ass niggas thinking they plus size. Fuck out of here. Behind bars, when the mic go off. How you living? Are you really pretending? Behind bars,
make it a double, I wanna forget, I'm done with this shit. Behind bars, barely alive, doing what you gotta do to survive. It gets deep, but never mind that. Mommy trying to think you're bent enough to ignore what the signs are. We just keep it behind bars.
It's so easy.
Alrighty, man, let's go ahead and bring SJ the Phenom back on, man. So we go ahead and let him get it, man, because I'm excited, man. I know Femo always bring it, man. If you don't know, he's always been on the show. He was the first brand ambassador. But hold on. We ain't got to do no talking. All we got to do is this right here. That's all we got to do.
Hear you.
Stefan the Phenom.
Hey, run that shit up, Chase.
Shooting shots, I'm Robert Ory. Steady falling down, that's my glory. Southpaw cuts my new Ginobili. Defense stop, no one can hold me. On this beat, bout to kill a song. Chicago's on, I stand strong. On this beat, I do you wrong. Chicago's on, I stand strong. Shooting shots, I'm Robert Ory. Steady falling down, that's my glory. Southpaw cuts my new Ginobili. Defense stop, no one can hold me. On this beat, bout to kill a song. Chicago's on, I stand strong. On this beat, I do you wrong. Chicago's on, I stand strong. Said I was weak, but your energy is dead. It ain't my fault you have no street cred. B12, Camaro, bet I'm on stop cause I stay on go. On top, I gotta stay afloat. Got 50 bad bitches and we sitting on a boat.
A yacht.
Niggas better stop, coming for the throne and I'm staying on top. Smoking on cake mix,
R.I.P.
Niggas go hate this.
Show this.
Stay to myself,
uh-huh.
Cause niggas on fake shit.
Uh-huh.
Sipping on cognac, made your bitch go live.
Yep.
Took your bitch to V-line, she just wanted to be mine. Pole dancing on the floor. Gotta pay up cause you at the dope.
Right at the dope.
Wave splashing coast to coast. Stefan the Phenom, I'm the host. Ass shaking, twerking style. Throwing money, big pal. Judging us, we on trial. Turning up, we smoking loud. Shooting shots, I'm Robert Ory. Steady falling down, that's my glory. Southpaw cuts my new Ginobili. Defense stop, no one can hold me. On this beat, bout to kill a song. Chicago's on, I stand strong. On this beat, I do you wrong. Chicago's on, I stand strong. Shooting shots, I'm Robert Ory. Steady falling down, that's my glory. Southpaw cuts my new Ginobili. Defense stop, no one can hold me. On this beat, bout to kill a song. Chicago's on, I stand strong. On this beat, I do you wrong. Chicago's on, I stand strong. Don't tell me I'm dangerous. Coming for a beast that has no rust. Running you down in beast mode. I'ma take over, no cheat code. I'm the A-train that can't be stopped. On to the next who will get popped. I don't use guns, but I do shop. Not from the hood, so you a op. Walking on thin ice, you're in danger. I'm Chuck Norris, Texas Ranger. Combo shots, you throwing blanks. Walking a mile like Tom Hanks. I'm John Coffey with the gift. Winning with ease like Taylor Swift. Switching up while drinking fists. Complete darkness, solar eclipse. I'm a legend in the making. Got a message that's worth taking. In a world so godforsaken. Here I come, no time waiting. Cross my path, you dream flashing. Slice it through like Freddy slashing. Going to the top, no time for lacking. F-18, you steady tracking. Shooting shots, I'm Robert Ory. Steady falling down, that's my glory. Southpaw cuts my new Ginobili. Defense stop, no one can hold me. On this beat, bout to kill a song. Chicago's on, I stand strong. On this beat, I do you wrong. Chicago's on, I stand strong. Shooting shots, I'm Robert Ory. Steady falling down, that's my glory. Southpaw cuts my new Ginobili. Defense stop, no one can hold me. On this beat, bout to kill a song. Chicago's on, I stand strong. On this beat, I do you wrong. Chicago's on, I stand strong.
Yeah, y'all already know, man. That was Stefan the Phenom, now known as SJ the Phenom, man, right there. So without further ado, man, Femo, I'm going ahead and let you do your thing.
Man, it's time to soft y'all up, man. That got me pumped now. I forgot all about it. I forgot I made that song,
Yeah, you know I got you, man. You know I got you.
I'm ready to do this, man. What's up, man? Now I'm finna tell y'all what's up, man. Alright, I'm finna sauce y'all up. Out in the field, my eyes open. My brother's trust that can't be broken. Wanted me to stop, just keep hoping. Black Tom Brady in the club, steady throwing. Word of mouth, I'm spitting facts. Shoulders down, I'm relaxed. I'm not King Kong, but I beat myself. Coming to the scene, not trying to flex. Earn my spot, they trust me. Loyal to the game didn't cost the fee. Stuck in the world with a load of clout. Trying to wake up, come out the drought. On fire, that's not enough. Turn up the heat, I'm flaming up. I keep it with me, I'ma be prepared. My niggas with me, you police affairs. Laughing out, they staying weak. I'm not top tier, but I got you beat. What happened?
Yeah, now go ahead, do your thing.
Oh, okay. Laughing out, they staying weak. I'm not top tier, but I got you beat. Trip and fall, can't accept defeat. Laid out, trying to kiss my feet. Drinking dark, I fucks with it. Keep hating, I fucks with it. Smoking good, because I fucks with it. Said I ain't got it, but you fucks with it. Pain on my brother, I felt that. I got his back, I convinced that. What they told you, don't believe that. I'm going to be the nigga to achieve that. I'm pumped up, I'm Kool-Aid man. MC Hammer, I'm going to do my dance. I'm really not trying to be the man. I just want the next time to bring a friend.
Ooh-wee. SJ the Phenom right there, man. You've been over there working, man. You've been over there working, doing your thing over that way. I see what's good with you. I see that, man. Salute, man.
I'm not playing no more, man. The only thing that's missing is the title. That's it. That's the only thing that's missing. I ain't got a title. I just started writing. Yeah.
Hell yeah, stay like that, man. Gotta stay pushing, stay on it, man. I'm excited, man. I'm happy, you know what I mean? You're in your zone, creating, doing what you do, man, because you definitely come with it. You're definitely a power. You did. Always been on point, man. That right there, I like it. Like I said, man, I can tell that people don't know. Y'all can go back shows and episodes, man. Some of them have been on a lot, doing this poetry, man, doing this, you know, this thing, man, speaking it out there, doing the spoken word. Been getting it in, man. Put a lot of groundwork in, man. Took it there, man. Jumped in the booth. Did his thing out there. Hey, man. Been getting it in. So definitely deserve that respect and salute, man. Definitely deserve it. We got to get you to come back on the show a whole lot more and come drop that fire some more.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It's in the making. Everything in the making right now. We got everything set up. I laid down this track today, and I laid down another track today. So everything in the works. We working.
Hell yeah, man. Stay locked in, famo. Stay plugged in with us right here, man. Like I said, we got to get you back on the show more, man. Definitely come do your thing. You know, anytime you want to come on and do your thing, you already know it's a home team, baby. So you got that, man. That was cool. That right there. I'm interested in hearing the song. You did. I want to hear the finished product, man. I got it here. That shit right there was nice. And seeing the growth, man. Seeing the growth, man, just from when even when you used to come on and do the poetry, man, until now, it's definitely growth in there, man. It's definitely growth in there, and you can tell that it's something, man, that you know what I mean? It ain't something that you ain't been doing or been thinking about. You can tell you done put thought to it, man. You done put that sacrifice of that mental time into it, and you can hear it. You can hear it in your lyrics, man. You can hear it all the way around, man. I salute you, man.
Man, I appreciate that salute, man, from Top on the Radio, man. You know, this is where I got started, man. This ground zero, goddamn it, let's do it. You know I got to present to y'all, man. This ground zero, man.
Yeah, man. And like I said, man, it excites me, man, because a lot of people, you know what I mean, that growth, hearing that growth, that hunger, man, all that right there to me is what it is, man. So check this out, man. Check this out. We play a couple more songs. We're going to come back, man, and chop it, man. You got a little bit?
I got a little time.
All right, let's watch. What we going to do?
Let's do it.
I'm
Shotty up with that preacher man with that rolling on. Up next, man, we're going to check back here with S.J. the Phenom, man, and get his opinion on a couple of these topics. You dig? But right now, man, we're going to go ahead and get into this track right here, man. This right here is that Gideon Polecat. Way before.
Yeah, man. CTC, check, check, fuck the bullshit, NT. Boss man, Ben Ray fucking Johnson. AKA Lecon J out there. Way before I knew what I had, man. I was on that block. Socks full of rocks. Fuck the cops, you can get into the block.
Way before this bag. Ooh, ooh, way before I had. Ooh, ooh, way before this cash.
When I check, nigga.
Ooh, ooh, way before this bag.
Before I knew what I had, a block in the mag, a block of some crack was all I had. Nigga ain't had my mom and dad, fuck mom and dad. My auntie and cousin was all I had. Nothing else after that. Now look where I'm at. My grandma be more happy than mad, more proud than glad. Dad ain't walk around with a bag. Don't worry about that. Soon gotta worry about that because I'm doing it. Dad, I'm showing my ass. These niggas playing hope that I crash. Hope on crash. I told my bitch to text me that pussy and GPS me that ass. I pull up on you niggas, push the top, doing my dance. I'm doing my dance. You niggas praying, hope on win. I hope I
wait before this bag.
Ooh,
ooh, wait.
I remember being in them trenches
before I had.
Fat Mike. Free my nigga, man. Free my dog. I love you, Chef, my nigga. I love my nigga. I already know how we live, man. We in them trenches for real. Toes still for real.
Now I'm in that water, dog, and ain't drowned yet. Shit just make me smarter, gotta get that check. I ran it up quick, I had to flip that shit. Cut some niggas off, dawg, just to get that bag. Sacrifices, hope for thoughts, dawg, is all I had. Till I bought my first pistol and my all-black mask. So you know I put it on them, that's that crosstown pal. Take a walk in my shoes, dawg, and you do the math.
Speaking knowledge, I'm ass
bag.
For that bag, nigga.
Ooh, ooh, wait.
I'm just getting started with this shit.
Before I had
my first song, I did.
Ooh, ooh, wait. Before this cash.
But now I take this shit serious.
Check for the bullshit, man.
Before it's bad.
Before the bag.
Get up, me.
Woo, man, y'all already know, man. That right there, way before that bag, you dig? Like, man, that's what I think a lot of people, man, sometimes forget, man. A lot of us been grinding, man, for a lot of time, man. A lot of us been grinding for, you know, a lot of obstacles, man. A lot of for the many moons, man. So, you know what I mean? Respect the grind out there for everybody that's been out there grinding, man. I respect and salute. Keep doing your thing no matter if I like your shit or not. Keep doing what you're doing. If that's what you believe in, man, that's what you do. Come on, I got to get your insight on this, player, because I know you're a strong man. You're a very intelligent man, a very wise man, and a very, you got a strong mind to see inside and outside the box. So, man, you know, a lot of women, you know what I mean, refer to men as dogs, right? Refer to men as dogs,
what?
Man. And they put that label sometimes. You know how they call men dogs and stuff?
Yeah.
They say like, man, girl, he a dog and all this. All right, this is what I want to say. Okay. Now, this is a term sometimes that get passed on by maybe some people old ways. Or maybe something that somebody else said, or somebody, you know what I mean, got passed on or got passed on this way. But when you really a good brother, So you're a good brother, right, come on? So you really a good brother, and you get this dog term placed on you. Right now, I know you, man. I know you're a good brother. Now, I don't know your personal relationship, nothing like that, but I know, you know, you came on several times and spoke on certain things, man. I be seeing certain stuff. You know, I research certain things. So I'm going to ask you, you know what I mean? When you see that, or like you with a woman, you know, you hear that, okay, well, the woman that said you a dog and these type of things, and you know the type of brother you are not. How does that make you feel as a man, say, not necessarily like in your feelings, but that prejudgment of something that you are not? What's like how you, because you're a black man, you know what I mean? So how does that make you feel, or what comes to your mind when you hear it say, if that is placed on you, you know, and you're not even that?
What comes to mind is that, you know, I would like to hear more of her opinion about that. Like, why would you say I'm a dog when you just found out about me? You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, what makes you
have an experience?
Right. I would ask her, be like, I'm like, what's making you say that? What's going on? I would like to more know more about that before, you know what I'm saying? You just put my name on that subject. I'm like, what if I'm not that dude? You know what I'm saying? You know, don't just come at me just any old type of thing. You know, what happened to, hey, how you doing? I know a lot of guys don't do that, but I'm one of the guys that be like, hey, how you doing? My name is this and that and the third, and I'll shake your ring. Try to get to know you, we'll see what's up. But I ain't no dirty ass nigga, never have, never will. You feel me? So.
Well, do you think, man, that come from, and this go with a lot, this can go both ways too, but do you think maybe that come from the type of men that some of these women have been used to, or the type of men that maybe they low-key, you know what I mean? Like, do you think that stems from because they've been involved with a certain type numerous times or one time, whatever, you know what I mean, to where it was deep enough to leave a scar that it's automatically portrayed on every man? Do you think it's more like that? Because I know men do it too in certain things.
Yeah, that is for sure, though. And, it has a lot to do with that, what happened in the past, you know, what happened as they were kids, you know, that's got a lot to play with that in it too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would try to find out more about what she mean by that. That way I get a better understanding. Then if I decide to, I'll show her I'm a different man, you know what I'm saying? Or if not, then I'll just show her I'm still that friend that's going to be there for you. I'm gonna talk to you and not trying to be that other extra stuff that other guys do. Because not all guys do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with it. That's why I want to get your opinion on it, man, because I know your mind. Like I said, I just be watching certain things, you know, on social media, man, and certain things like that. I do a lot of research, man, on a lot of things people talk about, and, you know what I mean, this type of stuff. And this is something that I see a lot. And I was also going to say, man, now, as far as, you know, being a good brother, man, and these type of things out here, man, just out here, you know what I mean, in the world. Do you see it as what's going on, you know what I mean, right now too? Do you see it like if you was to be approached by, say, a female and y'all start talking, bam, you're talking or whatever, right? But then all you see her talk about is taking money from, like, say, a man, or everything is about money, like he got to have this, he got to be balling, or he got to buy me this. You know how you said it, Samo. He got to buy me this. He got to buy. That's all you seen. You ain't seeing nothing about far as in what she's willing to do to deal with you, or even about the mental connection with you mentally.
Mm-hmm.
It's all you seeing her. Now, this is on her post, you know, her social media, her private place where she posted how she feel. And everything that she's posting is about you, well, because you know y'all talking now, so you potentially being that type of man that's buying everything, buying her this, buying her that, buying her that. Now, y'all just started talking, so you don't really know too much about it. But when you see that type of stuff right there, just in your opinion, man, your viewpoint as a man, what does that do? You know, what does that say to you?
I just shake my head and keep on moving. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you all about, and you're not trying to find out what I'm really about to build, as far as building with you, if all you see is I need money, yeah, I've been there, done that. So yeah, I will walk away. Nah, ain't no way in the world. The only way I'll do that to you is if you show me that you care about me. That's the only way I like be like shower you with gifts and this, that, and the third. I'm not finna just get that to you off the run and I just met you. No, hell no, it's not finna happen.
That's real. Cause I be seeing that a lot, man. I be seeing a lot of women that be, you know, open and publicly with it about financial needs from a man, which, you know, hey, I understand. You know, I get it. I understand. But then I also know a lot of men, and, you know, I talk to and chop it up with a lot of brothers, man, and I ask them about this because if that's what they putting out there as a man, do that make you attracted or does that make you feel like, well, damn, it's really just about what I can offer you financially, but nothing really about, you know, my us connecting mentally, us connecting, our souls connecting, or, you know what I mean, us being able to have the things that we need to withstand every battle that's going to come across our way and us still stand together. You know, they never put these type of things out there. It's always about they taking trips, right? And I believe that living my best life thing kind of messed a lot of people up, but it's always about taking trips, buying a lot of things is what I be seeing. Now, this is what I be seeing. I ain't saying every woman do this. I be seeing this a lot. But taking trips, buying things like clothes, cars, giving them money, this type of shit like this, right? But I don't never really see them talking about doing the things that it takes to keep a relationship after all the trials and tribulations that came. So I be wanting to know, do men who good brothers, I ain't talking about them dog-ass niggas that they be talking about. We talk about good brothers, like myself. Salute. But I be wanting to know, when you see those things, how does that make you feel as a man? You know what I mean? Like, even if you was on the market, even if you was, ain't seen nobody on the market, but even if you was, how would that make you feel seeing those type of things from, say, a few women that you got in your vision? Like, you know what I mean? Coming like that.
Mm-hmm. Man, you know I would definitely...
Yeah,
I would definitely feel some type of way, yep.
You know what I mean? Because, like you said, a lot of us, man, been and done certain things. Not everybody, but a lot of us been in different relationships, or we done tried different things, and we didn't learn from them or whatever it is. You know, we didn't been down the road a time or two. So when you see that type of thing, and I would think you got to get to a level, especially if we're talking about adults here, okay? We're talking about adults, then you got to get to a level to where you be like, okay, yeah, you know, we can have all the money in the world, but is we going to be able to sit in a place together with no TV on, no radio on, nothing going on, and be able to sit there and enjoy ourselves in 20 years from us having this money, and we're going to be able to do that? Or at that moment we got all of that money and we together, are we going to be able to shut everything down, sit there together, and have that mental connection? You know what I mean? Because you can have all the money in the world and not really have that type of connection with each other. We see it all the time. Millionaires get divorced all the time, right? Yeah, they were known to be on some freaky shit. Yeah, they be on some freaky shit, man. They be having swinger parties and, you know what I'm saying, orgies and let them in. We just keep it 100K, that's what we do. So they be having these swinger parties, these orgies and all this type of stuff going on. And then you find out about these situationships and stuff like that. And you like, damn, these some of the most famous people in the world, some of the richest people in the world. So money really ain't what's going to make a great relationship. True enough, being broke ain't it. True enough, being broke ain't it. That ain't the option, right? I mean, it is an option for some people, but being broke ain't it, man. Being broke ain't it. But I know, you've seen people all the time who don't really have as much financial means as others and be just as happy as can be. So I just be like, damn, when you going to get to a point to, because us men, the spotlight is always on us men, right? Always on us men, man, about how we is and how wrong we is and the things we do. So I be like, okay, well, let me look and take a look at a lot of women and see what they projecting and what they putting out there. And it's like, okay, all you putting out there is you want a brother's check. You know what I'm saying? You want a brother's check. You want a brother's check. That's all. You don't really want a brother heart. You don't want a brother mind. You don't want a brother soul. You want that bag. You want that bag so that you can buy all the material things, yeah, to make you happy and to make you feel beautiful, feel special. But I don't really be seeing a lot of women talking about what's going to happen when, you know, y'all both disagree on something and you can't come to a head and you irritated, she irritated, and he irritated. What you going to do then? You know what I mean? And it go on to where, you know, y'all not coming to a head on it. What are you going to do or what's going to be in you? What kind of backbone do you got or where that bone at in your body that's going to be like, you know what? Let's figure this out, and keep pushing forward and not split and run or step outside the relationship. See, these are some of the things I be looking at, man. When I be doing the research, I be like, oh, okay. So the majority of females really just want that money. And then you go and I be looking, and that's really what it be about. A lot of them, that's what they project. So then when they get these type of dudes that got that type of money but treat them however they want to treat them, it's every man is dogs now. We all wrong, and every man is this, and every man is that. I don't understand how that is if you projecting that really
because
all you want is a man to spend that
money. The reason is they approach the situation the wrong way. Instead of coming to a man and being his friend and, you know, trying to be his A1, you know what I'm saying? You know, every female and every male go look for that A1. You feel me? They go look for that. And instead of some of these females doing that, they'd rather see, okay, let me get this bread so I can get what I need. No, it's not what's going to happen. You're supposed to be tip and tap. We're supposed to be neck and neck. We're supposed to be even with everything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not just one thing.
Yeah. You hit on a good topic. Man, you hit on something good right there because that comes into play too. So are you already showing that everything is on the man? Like, you ain't willing to meet the man, you know, in the middle? Or if that's what he's bringing to the table, what are you bringing to the table that's of equal value? If he's bringing all the money to the table and buying you all these things, what are you bringing to the table that's equal value? And it can't just be your body. It can't just be your body. Just put that right there. It can't just be your body. I know some chicks that people say is ugly, but they minds are some of the sharpest mind and intelligent out-the-box thinkers, man, in this world. You mean? But a lot of people say they're ugly. Whatever. So, delegate, you can't, you know, your nice body, we've been seeing that, you know, everybody, male and female, and had the perfect man body, perfect woman body, still don't, you know, that still don't make people stay together. Right? So I'd be like what you said. If what about, you know what I mean? Why you not speaking about that type of stuff? I feel, that was a good one, man, because if you willing to, if I'm down, then guess what? Are you going to be able to be up for a little bit until, you know what I'm saying? But or if not, if I'm down, you going to skate and run or you going to go to the next man or vice versa to the next woman. Yeah, you brought up a good point on that one, man, because it do kind of give off that vibes like, shit, if the money ain't always what it's like, then I'm going to be gone. I'm going to be on. And I always got told this. If I can buy her, there's always somebody out there that got a bigger money roll than me. So if I can buy her, man, whoever got the bigger money than me can buy her. That's like kind of what I was told. Get a woman with money, the man with the next man with more money, then you can do the same thing. I don't know if, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if a lot of women out there know that's some things a lot of us men got taught or got passed down to us, but some of us men, depending on, you know, where you know, who taught you, who said it or whatever, men have been passed down certain things about women who are after their money or who only want money and how you get them, how you flip them, how you can use that to mentally put them in a certain place, in a certain position. Hey, man, it's real out there. So I've always looked at it like, damn, if it's always about the money and looking good, you know, the latest fashion and anything. Don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people like to look good and shit. I ain't, you know what I mean, saying nothing about that. But it's never talking about, like, building a, say, a business together, investing in land together, or, you know what I mean? It don't never be nothing.
Yeah, nobody talks about it.
It always be some fun or shit that you can do that's fun, because everybody want to run and have fun all the time. And then you look up and you have never really built, you know, nothing concrete, which, hey, you live your life how you live your life. But that's what I'm saying, like, in this time in 2023, after everything we done seen, everything we done been through, lockdowns, all this type of shit, coronavirus, monkeypox, all of this type of stuff we done been through, as of yet, the most thing we could think about coming together to do, like a man and a woman, is go take trips. Like, I don't know, I might be seeing it different, Samo, man. Maybe that's what some people's big thing to do is to take trips.
Hey, that's how they think. That's just how they think. Oh, well, shit.
Yeah, you know, and they got to have that bag. Got to have that bag, man. And then also, you know, this is something I'll be seeing too, Femo. You let me give me your, you know, if you've seen this as well. A lot of men that don't appear to have as much money, people or women tend to overlook them for brothers who appear to have the money, but really don't. Have you seen that? Have you been noticing that?
I've been through that shit so much, man. You know, they always do that. It's not even, sometimes it's not even about money. It's about the person himself. Yeah, he's struggling or whatever the case may be, but what if he could be that loyal-ass dude that you've been looking for?
Yeah.
Females don't look at that. Women don't look at that.
But he just saved his money and don't spend his money on things that ain't really important to him. And for me, that's like the type of man I am. But it's a lot of men like that. A lot of men like that out there. Maybe he spent his money on tools or hunting equipment, or, you know what I mean, like sports equipment or whatever it is. But that's one big thing I've noticed, man, and especially last year, this year, all the way to this year, I've noticed that it's gotten real, real big, that a lot of people will look at you, and if you don't show your worth, they automatically think you don't have no worth. But at the same time, it's a lot of people that run around that look like they got worth and don't have no worth.
Real talk.
Yeah, you know, there's like you can invest hundreds and hundreds of dollars and say, like, clothes, but never own anything. And you look back at it and you just spent thousands, maybe even some people millions, but thousands, you get realistic, thousands and thousands of dollars, but you don't own anything. You know, own clothes, but you don't own anything really of real true value, or you haven't created any generational wealth for your people. I think at some point in time, man, you know, and a lot of people that spoke about this, about us pumping our money into these designers and these type of things, because none of that money comes back, like, to us. But and they use our culture. But I feel like, man, at some point in time, you're supposed to get to a point where you be like, okay, yeah, I went through that phase, man, where I was blowing all of this amount of money on all of this type of stuff. Now I got to start thinking about owning things like homes and, you know what I mean, some people land or whatever it might be. But just to keep buying clothes and money, I mean, you know, buying clothes and clothes and clothes and shoes and shoes and shoes, but really not have a financial backing, you know what I mean? I think sometimes people get caught up in the hype and the trend from people who got the money to support their life and spend their money on clothes and extra, and it not take away from their normal life. You see where I'm going, Femo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can watch a millionaire go buy clothes at a mall or something like
right.
that. That might inspire you to go buy some clothes, but that's because that person there got money to, their bills is taken care of. So whatever money they spending on clothes is not hurting nothing in their life. It's not taking nothing away in their life. They ain't worried about it next week if they're going to pay no bills. You know what I mean? They ain't worried about it next month. Like, oh, shit, I shouldn't have bought some clothes last month. They ain't got to worry about
mm-hmm.
that. But I call it perception deception. But the perception deception is, if you don't really got it like that, spend your tools and fuels on shit to make it look like you got it like that while you busting your ass, saving up dollar for dollar all the time because you're spending that extra dollar on these clothes to appear like you got the money. Now, sometimes some people like to just dress fly. We ain't talking about that. We're talking about the appearance, the people, the perception, deception. People judge you based off of if you don't show your wealth. You know what I mean? If you don't got what's some of the things women look at? Like I know what I've asked. All right, if you really ain't wearing certain type of shoes or certain type of clothes, they feel like you ain't got no money. If you ain't driving
mm-hmm.
a certain type of vehicle or a certain type of stuff like that, they feel like you ain't got that bag. And which is crazy to me because I always taught the person that you can't tell got the money is the one with the most money. Like, you never see the person with the most money with things that got the most money unless they end up in a magazine or some shit or something. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of them don't
yeah.
really wear their money. Yeah, don't really wear their money. And that's
right,
because
they know how to hang.
A lot of these things. Right,
mm-hmm.
right. Come on with it. Come on with it. And that go for... Everybody listening, hey, that could be legal, illegal, whatever. We talking about people money. But I know a lot of people, man, who, and it's the thing, too. You never know. These type of people could be working a job all day long. Or the simple fact, you break it down simple. This is what I say, simple. Some people just ain't into shit like other people is into shit. Some people are interested in other things. And they might spend
yeah.
their money or invest their money in those other things instead of the shit that they don't really care about. I think that's the simplest shit. Because I know a lot of people, man, who don't give a shit about, you know, they got nice shit like that, man, but they got so much going on in their life. A lot of their money goes to bills, food, transportation, you know what I mean? Like shit like that. It ain't really necessarily like, oh, shit, I just got paid. I got to go get me 6, 4, 5 more outfits. Oh, shit, I got paid. I got to go get me 4, 5 more pair of shoes. You know what I mean? Some people got so much shit going on in their life they would like to, but they make that decision on what's more important to them in their life. I don't know. What you think, Femo, when it comes to that type shit?
Shit, wait, say that again?
Like, you know, the perception deception, you know, when people look and if you don't look like you have money by the way that you dress or the type of clothes that you choose to wear, if they, you know what I mean, if you don't look like you got money, I mean, they already automatically think you don't. Like, you ain't got the chain, you ain't got the rings, you ain't got the teeth, you ain't got, you know what I mean, the dreads and all of this type of shit. Or the fly clothes and this type of stuff, they feel like you don't, you know what I mean, don't got it. And you feel like women also look at men like that.
Oh, yeah, they always look at men like that. They definitely look at it. That's the first thing they look at is what you rocking, you know what I'm saying, as far as the clothes. If you, you know, they don't, but they don't know if you dress down if you got money or not. Because you can be dressed up and not have money. That's what they don't understand. You could be like, man, I got a chain on my neck. You know what I'm saying? You could be flea with clothes, style and profiling. You know what I'm saying? But you could be broke as hell, too. So that they look at the wrong shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? A lot of women just thinking about something, let's chop it up. a lot of women that go through certain problems, not saying all of it, you know, but then went after men who didn't dress fly, had the image, but really didn't have the quality that they was looking for. But had the image, though. You know what I mean? Had the image, but didn't really have the quality that they really, really was looking for because they got caught up in the image. Now, I do know I done seen that shit a lot. Women can't, y'all got to take that one, but I done seen that a lot. Me and us too, though. There's a lot of men who done got with a lot of women thinking, oh, man, she got money. Oh, she got something. Man, I'm fucking with her because, man, she got this. She got whoop, 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 whoop. She got this. She got this type of issue. She got this type of credit. You know what I'm saying? And then get with it, and it'd be the total opposite. You know what I mean? Then took on debt and had to pay bills off. You know what I mean? Now you're losing your damn hair when your partners come over. You ain't got your pool table no damn old man. Bills is kicking your ass because you thought she had money. Now, and like you said, same thing with the other women, though, man. But I be seeing that a lot, man. And I think, too, sometimes when we are a little older, we got to quit taking on the mindset of younger adults. I don't think a lot of people ready to have that conversation because I know that a lot of older, you know, adults that's good age and older, that's a good grown person age and older, sometimes start acquiring the mindset of a younger adult. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You ain't never sit down and talk to your granny or nothing like that, man. Come on, before you get out of here, man, I'm going to let you go ahead and say your shout-out for you out.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout-out to Top on the Radio, man. Shout-out to everybody that mess with me, man. This is SJ the Phenom. You can definitely find me on Facebook. That's Stephon Jett. STEFONJETT. And my name is SJ the Phenom. That is SJ the Phenom on Instagram. You can find me on there. Pretty soon, I'm going to make a YouTube page. So that's coming up as well. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Man, let me know. Let's get it done.
All right. Look for sure.
All right, that's what it is, man. Salute, M.O., till next time. I'm going to lock in with you.
All right, salute, man. Let's do it.
All right, man. Now, I'm going to touch, man. That was SJ the Phenom, man. That's M.O., man. You already know how it go, man. Salute out to him. Definitely, man. A 100K brother, man. Solid brother. Do his thing. Hard work and grind. Do his thing, man. So, got to give him respect and salute, man. Always tune into the show. Been rocking with the show since it was Top on the Radio, as y'all hear, man. You know what I mean? But y'all know since Top on the Radio, since the rebranding, Top on the Radio Network System is the network. And Femo Nation Forever Radio 2 is the radio programming, man, show that we run, that we own, man. And we're looking to add more and more different people to the network, man. So y'all stay tuned for that. But to get back into it, though, you ain't never sat down with your elders and they acquired the mindset of the younger adult or the kids. You never sit down and soaked up game from your elders and your elders was telling you game like out of a mindset of someone who hasn't been down the journeys, down the bumps and down the roads and the twists and turns of life. And you know what I mean? You can learn something from anybody. You can learn something from anybody, and I did that, right? But at the same time, we have gotten to a point to where a lot of people's mindset is looked at like that's the mindset we supposed to have. And people can argue against it and face against it or whatever, but no, that's not right. They don't want to be truthful because they even started using some of the lingo that a lot of younger adults use. Like new lingo they use in their everyday lingo. You say, well, man, that's just words and words. Right, but you are adapting something that was created from a young adult for a young adult, and now they have seeped off into you as an older adult, and now you use it as an older adult. So when you start saying it and you start using it, you are coming off just like those younger adults, right? Now, some of the things older adults say, because younger generations behind them have picked up. You know what I mean? And that, you know, that's different. That's how it goes. But if you never go backwards, it's cool to understand and even to, you know, be able to be inside that. But still yet, man, I see a lot of older people, man, or grown people that adapt the mindset of younger adults. And I feel like when we're from Washington, I say everybody, but when what I see, and it's a lot of shit, that's a lot, though. And it's like, damn, man, so when they run into people that's not in that type of mindset or don't want to be in that type of mindset, I feel like a lot of people don't understand them. Because we have got to a point to where a lot of men, not all of us, but a lot of men and a lot of women don't really want to be more older in their adulthood. A lot of more men and women try to hang on to the younger them than embracing the older or the growing them that they're growing into. They grow, but they don't let off of, they don't let go of that, you know what I mean, that younger them that they hold on to. So, yeah, they growing, but at the same time, that need to be or hang on to that younger them stays attached with them. And they got to cut that shit off. You know what I mean? You got to cut it off. Because what that does is that allow you to take on the mindset of those younger adults. Even in situations when you know the mindset of an older adult is what you should have, you allow that mindset of the younger adults to take over because you train yourself to. Y'all ain't ready, baby. Let's get back into this.
I can't get in my feelings, I get on my mission. You give me your ass and tell me to kiss it, I probably do it, but why is you tripping? Know I be thugging and shit in the world, but you know I be back. Turn around, let me lick on that cat. Pull your hair while I'm gripping your neck. I was water, how deep do it get? Lick your feet, got you singing and shit. Bite my neck while I'm deep in that shit. Got your soul and I'm keeping that shit. Crazy as hell. She know I'm gon' do what these niggas ain't do. I'm tryna fuck you on top of the roof. She call me a dog and I just go rude. Telling me lies that feel like the truth. No.
Hold you when you're cold. Be there when you're lonely. Love you when it hurts, babe. Kiss you in the morning. Fuck what your friends say. They don't want us together. Only time I need is you. What's now and forever.
Being this forever.
Forever.
But baby, I need you forever. And we know the good times, I win the bad. When it rain, we gon' shine through the weather. Say all them little niggas keep sending you DMs, keep telling you they can do better. But I got them bands in your heart without hustle, no luck, kinda feel like Montana. Not for real, he do what he can and I do what he can't. It's like when you leave me, my mind it go blank. The best in the city, you know where we rank. They thinking you leeching, don't know you the bank. Tongue moving inside you, you like how that feel. I love you for you, I'm just keeping it real. They ask me about us, I'm keeping it sealed. Just know if you play with my bae, I'ma kill.
Hold you when you're cold. Be there when you're lonely. Love you when it hurts, babe. Kiss you in the morning. Fuck what your friends say. They don't want us together. Only time I need is you. What's now and forever.
test, right? Trying to hit the sky like a test flight, trying to be the best, right? Stepping to the next like you want to live the rest of your life on a pedestal. I'm telling you, it's just a little dose of something better than that regular you used to. Sip into something much more elegant to suit you. Loosen up, something about the groove is us jumping off a moving truck. Oh, it's the night that everyone's been waiting for. We've been patient long enough. Everybody shake your stuff. The crowd's just waking up. Ain't nobody gonna sleep tonight. Come and grab a piece of life and just live it up. Nothing's got more power than love. And tonight is like a shower, straight from above. And everything is alright. Yeah, we ready for the night.
Get ready, get ready. Get ready for the night. Get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready for the night. Come on, like,
off the shelf. Say, man, it's Texas, baby. Well, we drive reckless, baby. We dipping off the lane, all slab, no Lexus, baby. Candy paint so messy, ain't it? Big meat be coming down. Mashed potato, paint job, butter, keep the climb. On my grind from 9 to 9. I'm never off my cue. My career shine like TXU. Stuck to the game like Elmer's glue. I bring the heat like mid-June. Might be unsigned talent, but I'ma get there real soon. Triple D, stand up. If y'all motherfuckers hear me, fuck y'all motherfucking haters, cause I know y'all bitches near me. I'ma break the mic and burn up the mic. Oh, it's y'all time for Pico Train. I'ma come down on board. Two times for Uncle B, three times for Twisted Black, four times for Dallas, Texas. Now let's get back on them pals. Hold up. In Texas, what y'all know about us? Big cars, fine hoes, and two all-white cups. Hey, man. In Texas, what y'all think we do? We keep it trill and we bangin' that screw. That's real talk, bro. In Texas, what y'all know about us? Big cars, fine hoes, and two all-white cups. Hey, man. In Texas, what y'all think we do? We keep it trill and we bangin' that screw. That's real talk, bro.
I'm from Dallas, Texas, now outside my area. Where the real niggas set dope and quick to bury you. Plenty from my side, but now we never heard of you. Told them you gon' need the ambulance just to carry you. Let me tell you niggas how we do it in my city. Some niggas drive slams, maybe the Impalas or the Lincolns. Most of the trap stars drive Mercedes over Bentleys. What a bad bitch in the Prometheus. Ain't what they drinking, I hold it down from my side of town. Yeah, I be riding around, getting in every second. Daily on Cash Chanel, cushion that chrome. We smoke that Reggie, we throw it out. Every real nigga still get it, even up in the draft. Where I'm from, we rock the ball, face, shag a table, box, spade, braids. At the end of the day, we stacking paper. I'm in love with my side, you don't like that, then you a hater. I'ma hold it down for Texas, period, I see you later.
In Texas, what y'all know about us? Big cars, fine hoes, and two all-white cups. Hey, man. In Texas, what y'all think we do? We keep it trill and we bangin' that screw. That's real talk, bro. In Texas, what y'all know about us? Big cars, fine hoes, and two all-white cups. Hey, man. In Texas, what y'all think we do? We keep it trill and we bangin' that screw. That's real talk, bro.
Dallas, Texas be my home until the day I die. If I ain't getting money, I'm with a bad bitch, I'm 75. What's in my glove department? Nigga, a loaded nine. And a couple grams of the kush. And yeah, I'm going live. Step to the south side, that's where my daddy reside. Where all the real hood niggas at, they love grind. Hey, B, me, I see you, my nigga. We finna take over the shit. Yeah, believe it, my nigga. Hey!
We made a tip for life, and we reppin' it right. We meet some J-Rides from the Greek girls to that outside. 175 on the boss ride. Take the bus and hit the loop. Downhill, we don't play. We keep it hotter than chicken soup. Cadillac, no better coupe. Gorilla niggas, we aim to shoot. We strapped up like photo booth. Drinking lean like Jugger juice. So throw your horns up in Texas, your home. Keep wrecking microphones and holding styrofoam.
With us right here on Jerkin' 101, man, volume 6. Again, big shout out, man, to SJ for coming on, SJ the Phenom for coming on and chopping with us, man. Y'all already know, man. Now, dig this, man. Black history, man, dig this. Right, Mississippi, man. Man, this right here say hundreds of sites, man. This is from the Black Hum, man. The Rush to Save Fading Black History. Right? The rush to say fading black history. Hundreds of sites important to black history are at risk of disappearing as buildings sit abandoned, forgotten, or dismissed amid urban renewal and climate change. Why this matter? The sites tell stories about abolition, civil rights, and black entertainment. Right? The access with local reporters from around the country. This black history gonna search their cities for sites linked to the story of black Americans. And sets the status of those sites, right? So the Axios San Antonio's Madeline Mendoza found the East Commerce Street hotels and restaurants, which were compromised, a chunk of the city's mid-century Negro motorist Green Book destination had been raised, right? Detroit's Joel Gullion, reports that Detroit's Paradise Valley nightclub, known for hosting music legends like Duke Ellington decades ago in the name of urban renewal. Boston Steph Solis found that Harriet Tubman's house, founded as a lodging space for black women who had migrated from the South, has been sold to a developer. Right? So we zoom out, buildings like the Ben Moore Hotel in Montgomery, Alabama, where the Montgomery bus boycott was planned, have been sitting in ruins for decades. Candice Taylor, a cultural documentarian, tells the facilities are locked in back and forth battles among previous owners, city, nonprofit developers, and lackluster fundraising initiatives. The Rawson Hotel, once the heart of Black Denver's Five Point neighborhood, and where Billie Holiday once performed is another one, right? So it's a lot of things going on. Some sites have been wiped out through neglect and by weather, hurting opportunities for us to learn more about history that wasn't formally documented. A series of storms and hurricanes in Houston, for example, forced officials to demolish a home in the city's Freedman's Town, an area built by emancipated people. The home was believed to have been connected to the Underground Railroad to Mexico, right? So what they saying? Not only do we lose memory and legacy, we lose the opportunity to leverage the power of place and historical preservation to revitalize historic black neighborhoods. This would be Brent Legg, the executive director of the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund, what he said, right? Taylor, the author of Overground Railroad, the Green Book and the Roots of Black Travel in America, said the sites help show the world how black people survived and thrived despite racism. Yes, but National Trust for Historic Preservation, 200 black heritage places, from schools to churches, is awarded millions in grants. The Action Fund also is giving aid to sites once in the Green Book, including the Hotel Metropolitan in Kentucky, a hotel founded by two black women in 1909. Right? The National Park Service also says nine sites in Mississippi connected with the 1955 murder of Emmett Till and the 1964 Mississippi Freedom Project soon could be joining the National Park System. Some sites have set abandoned. Between the lines, civil rights advocates, historians, and social justice travelers have been mapping out sites in recent years to remember and confront episodes connected with trauma. Some researchers say that the preservation of the site is part of a movement called memory work, where scholars engage with the past to revise accounts of history. The Equal Justice Initiative, a Montgomery-based legal advocacy group, has mapped thousands of sites linked to lynchings of black people. Thousands of sites. And you can imagine it's probably way more than that. There is no national monument or national museum about enslavement. One fun fact, descendants of the Clotilda, the last known U.S. slave ship to bring captives from Africa, later this year will be opening a heritage center in the community known as African Town in Alabama. African Town was founded by formerly enslaved people on that ship. Now, how often do you hear them ever even speaking about the African Town? You never really hear people speaking about the African Town, but we're going to bring that to you too, man. We're going to dig that up. We're going to bring it to you as well, because that's a good thing for a lot of people to you know, take interest in and even learn the knowledge on or be aware of. It's not just a cool fact, man, because those people there started that town and were from the ship. And that right there, man, there's a lot of information that don't get passed down if you're not really from around that area, if you don't really, you know what I mean, like research, or you're not into it, or you're not connected with somebody into it, and they pass the information around, you might not know that information, right? But it's a lot of information that way. That's pop.
I don't give a fuck about hip-hop. They said we wasn't real hip-hop from the beginning of time, because we don't have no trains and no backpack and shit. After a motherfucker tell you something for so long and let you know they don't want you, nigga don't want to be down to bitch-ass niggas no more.
We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in the field.
Right hustle where we from, we'll fight but we tow guns. Trying to dodge police and court case, confederacies and probation. Better learn about their dress code. Red stand for vice lord, blue stand for G-folks, KKK them white folks. Home of the Magnolia, back roads and potholes. Corporate fed dick holes, tattoos, deep gold. Most more things on ESPN, but prime time in Mississippi. You say you ain't got no time to miss it. Let me show your history. We be good, open Buford, Jerry Rice, Walter Page, Emmett Till, Mecca Elvis. No one better than the crooked letter. Alpha and Omega, we the Mecca. One hell of a fella to live and die in this field.
We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. Burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in this field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in this field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die in this field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed to live and die.
light it up like Cali Wood. Don't explain what's understood. Snub nose to the sun black. No coke in the cognac. Country boy, mud life. Moving packs like a city boy. Hustle hard, I mean really boy. B.I.G. like Diddy boy. Plenty blues. My daddy some plenty blues. When we play, we bend the rules. If y'all cross, we send the tools. No interviews. Light it up. Petro. Shit booming like Metro. OG. Took a loss in 03. Bounce back like an OZ. That's plug talk. Pump back with the jump back. This first and a comeback. I never left. Had to find my better self. Strange Fruit. Witty Lynch. Jim Crow. State of mind. All over this state of mind. All over this state of time.
Each other, but I promise you this. We burn this beat down. Get us pissed. To live and die in the field. Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in the field. Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in the field. Fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in the field.
Born and raised in a gutter, where you might get hung if you color. I might go back and forth with my brother, but I won't let another nigga touch him. Mississippi nigga cold water, but I'm worldwide with the hustle. Caught a charge out the fast break, hit the court and beat it like a bus. Got family members on fuck with, but I can't let nobody fuck with them. Niggas know that we don't get along, but when it's on, I pull up in the truck with them. Stuff with them, it's obvious. Running shit down like an arsony. You see the ops got a aim at the top in the NFL, they call that targeting. Niggas don't know who they bothering. Get to the money, no bargaining. I got some niggas that been on the bitch, but they steal some keys like organs. Glorious. I never was big, but still notorious. Ironically, I took some L's before I spelled victorious.
We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in the field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in the field. We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. And dying is still
fight amongst each other, but I promise you this. We burn this bitch down, get us pissed. To live and die in the still.
Big shout out, man, to Crunk and Buck, man. Big shout out to Crunk and Buck, man. Y'all heard a lot of his music heavy in rotation, man. Make sure, man, if you want to check us out, man, you can check us out on our Blueberry, man. That's B-L-U, Berry, man. Y'all, you know, look for Femo Nation Forever Radio. 5-5, we're on Femo Nation Forever Radio 2, man. Google Podcast, Femo Nation Forever Radio. Y'all already know what it is. We're jerking 100K strong, man. We're going up. I'm telling you, get at us, man. Big salute, man, to a lot of people that's been submitting their music, man. We didn't already put it in the playlist. We didn't already played a lot of them, man. So big shout out to some of y'all, man, that have got their music in. The other ones we going through, man. We're going to sort through them. We're going to make sure we get them in and do what it do. So big shout out to y'all as well, man. Always, y'all know, man. Big shout out to the Next Level DJ Coalition, man. Next Level to the Dirt Settle. Big shout out to Real Life Music, man. Real Life and No Life. Y'all know what it is, man. Femo Nation Forever Radio. Femo Nation Forever. We all feel here, man. We're really doing big things, man. Big shout out to everybody that's been staying down and been rocking, man. Dirt Talk, baby. Dirt Talk, man. Dirt for you. If you don't rock with somebody, if you don't fool with somebody, don't fuck with them. Don't fool with them. Don't rock with them. Right? That ain't being mean. That ain't being fucking negative. That ain't being none of that. Right? If you don't rock with somebody, you just don't rock with somebody. We talk about this. If you don't like somebody, you just don't like somebody. Right? It's no problem if you don't talk to this person or you don't want to talk to these people or you don't want to be around these people, whatever the case may be, there is nothing wrong with that. We all do not have to be friends. We all do not have to even feel like we're on the level of friendship, and it's still okay. What's wrong is when you know that, or when that's been said by either party, when that's been said, and you keep pushing the issue, that's a problem. Man. That's a problem. You can't force your way inside people's life, right? Especially when they tell you they don't want you in their life. You can't force yourself in people's life, especially people that you have no connection to, man. That's weird. And it's strange, right? So just be good. Y'all might have mutual connection. doesn't mean if y'all not cool, y'all just not cool. If y'all don't rock with each other, man, y'all just don't rock with each other. If y'all don't like each other, y'all don't dislike each other. Anything outside of that, unless you make it that, right? If you want your music played or want to be heard on the show, email it. ChopOnTheRadio@gmail.com. ChopOnTheRadio@gmail.com. It's Chop with a C, and we'll get you in there. Make sure it is WAV format or MP3. Until next time, man, y'all keep that shit jerked out, jerking jerkily on the jerk zillion jerk skills, man. That's just jerk talk, man. And anytime they bring that bullshit y'all way, man, you ain't got to take it. It's 2023, man. Ain't nobody dumb. Ain't nobody stupid. People see what you're doing. They see how you're moving. And you're moving like a king, or you're moving like a queen. You're moving like a real boss. Keep your foot on their neck.